welcome to a Republic Day special of We the People, which we have taken the liberty of calling We the Children for tonight. Earlier this week, the National Commission for the Protection of Children's Rights, the NCPCR, wrote to the District Magistrate, or the DM of Southeast Delhi, asking for an investigation into a complaint that they received that the children of Shaheen Bagh are being misled about the Citizenship Amendment Act, or CAA, by their elders and, as a result, may be suffering from mental trauma. The top government child rights body of the country has now told the DM to send a child protection officer and a police child welfare officer to, and I'm quoting here, identify these children and arrange counseling sessions, thank you, for them and also for their parents if deemed fit. They have 10 days to file a report. Meanwhile, three Congress-ruled states have made the preamble to the Constitution part of the school curriculum. The BJP has described this decision as political in nature. They say it will backfire on the Congress. We're asking tonight, are India's children being made pawns in politics? Should children be made aware of the politics of the day, given that they're going to inherit the world we leave them? Or should children be shielded from politics and be allowed to have a childhood? Joining us on the show, we have Natasha Badwar. She's a columnist and author of the much-loved collection of essays, My Daughter's Mum. We'll have Mamata Kale of the BJP joining us. We have Sanjay Gupta of the Shiv Sena, C.B. Sharma, chairman of the National Institute of Open Schooling, and Samina Mishra, mother, documentary filmmaker, former Jamia faculty member, and Dr. Amit Sen, who is a psychologist. Natasha, I want to start with you with the opening question that we raised here. Should children be made aware of the politics of the day? Because after all, these are, they are disturbing issues. The fact that perhaps if your parents don't have the right papers, you may be taken away, you may be put in a detention center. These aren't easy issues for kids to grapple with. Should we be making them aware of it? Because the NCPCR says this is traumatic for kids.
So, as parents, you always want to protect your kids. You start off, in your early parenting years as wanting to kind of shield their ears from what's going on, keep the newspaper headlines away. But really, it's the learning of every single parent along the way and every single adult that you can't shield children from what's going on around them. They will understand if there is stress. They understand what's happening in the country. They understand that the world that they're growing up in is, that there is some dissonance in that world. And if we are not open with them, if we don't share with them, if we don't simplify things so that they understand what what's going on around them, they're going to find out anyway. And that is really the trauma that we need to save our children from. So we need to involve them in whatever it is that is stressing us or whatever it is that the country is going through, so that they get a sense of participation.
C.B. Sharma, yes, as parents, the first thing you do is you want to shield your kids as much as you can. But also what the first lesson you want to teach your kids more than anything you learn in school is right from wrong. And just to stand up for good. Stand up for something. Stand up for the person next to you. If a child in school has fallen down, you pick them up. So what would be wrong if parents are taking kids for a protest or having kids around them because kids have nowhere to be at home alone if there's no mother or father there?
I was not aware that the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights has done this and written a letter. I think they have done the right thing. There has to be a critical age. What is the critical age after which children should understand what's the politics? And before that, they don't understand. I guess most of us did not know what caste do I belong to till I was in a school. I learned about my caste only when I reached college. And there we got involved in student politics and everything. Now,
there are millions of Dalit kids who are being told that at a very early age. They don't even go to college. They don't get a chance to go to college, Mr. Sharma. Forget about Open University.
Let me complete my argument. So what I believe is that taking children to these dharnas, these processions is not very appropriate for the children. Parents obviously are affected, so they get involved. They are politically aligned, so they get involved. But I believe they should spare children of this age. How many of did us asked our parents, Daddy, Mummy, from where did I come? And Mom always said, God gave me you as a gift. We didn't explain how we were born. So that is the critical age when you should tell your children before 14, before 16, that no, this is not your cup of tea. You mind your own curriculum, your class, your exams, your sports. We are in something which doesn't involve you. So I believe there has to be a critical age, perhaps 17, 18. They should ask, they should discuss, they should talk about it, but not before that.
Okay, but you know, for example, the NCPCR, you say you're not aware of this letter, you think they've done the right thing, there should be a critical age. But the NCPCR doesn't seem to have spoken up or taken action, when similarly there were these videos that went viral of children who couldn't have been more than 7 or 8 at a pro-CAA rally organized by the BJP, where these children were chanting or parroting, just repeating what everybody else was saying, goli maro, right? Now, at that point of time, the NCPCR, isn't that disturbing? I found that very disturbing. Are there any parents here?
Yes.
Okay, we have a parent here. Any others? No parents? Okay.
See, when I make a statement, children before 17, 16 should not be involved in such politics. I am speaking that for all children, all. I mean, I don't discriminate between BJP or Congress or whatever party it is. No children by any party should be involved in such politics, which is partition.
No, but then is the NCPCR right, or are they being biased? If you've spoken up on one front, why not on this front? And okay, so let me go across. We have a parent here.
Yes.
Your name, just introduce yourself.
My name is Gauri. I have two children. They're 10 and 5. And I think that one interesting demographic I wanted to just bring out here is in the last census survey that was done in this country, more than 44% of the population of India was under 14 years. If you raise that to 18, it was around the range of 48%. Now, that is a significant part of our population that is under 18, that would classify as a child. So if we don't engage them in politics, if we don't engage them in governance, if we don't involve them in the daily, in the issues that impact their future, then when they are actually at the age, when they need to vote, when they need to take decisions, they don't have any background, they don't have any training to be able to take those decisions and make, to exercise their vote in a meaningful manner.
That's a valid point. But I want to ask you, sir, aap parent ho? Aapke bachche hai? You are a parent. So, sir, if you can respond about this, the fact that these children were being heard parroting slogans saying, goli maro. Now, I'm just saying, forget about the politics. I'm a parent. I have a four-year-old. If your child went to school and the teacher called you and the teacher said, what's your name?
Mohan Vijay Kumar.
Mr. Vijay Kumar, your child today in the playground while playing told the other children, goli maro. What would you
wrong.
Say?
It is
so forget about the politics. My question is, I would say, where have they learnt this? I'm not saying it at home. At home, we're not allowing them to play with guns. We're not allowing them to play with knives. We're sheltering them. So where are they learning this from? What would you say then? Is it okay for kids to do this?
It's not okay for kids to do it. But then they must have overheard it on the TV.
Exactly. Is the NCPCR taking any action about what we hear on the TV? And we're hearing increasingly violent things. Mr. Sharma, a BJP minister from Karnataka was recently saying on national TV that if the Hindus are pressurized or pushed over the edge or lose their patience, then you could see another Godhra. Isn't that more traumatic for kids to hear?
I'm not here to defend that. No. If he has said that, it should be condemned. It should be condemned across party lines. And what the gentleman said is very true. Media is broadcasting everything as it is. That has an impact on children, and we are worried as academics. Our children should not be exposed to such language, such issues, and there has to be a critical age. I don't agree with the parent who says that if they are going to vote at 18, they should be exposed to such things even at the age of 4 or 5 or 6. I mentioned 16, 17. They can be involved because they are going to vote obviously a year later, and that's an age, adolescents, maybe 14 plus, but when it comes to secondary, senior secondary, they can be involved, but not below that age.
Okay, Samina, you are you obviously disagree.
I'd like to come in actually.
Okay,
so here's the thing, it's wonderful that you condemn these aberrations. But I don't think that is what it is about. Of course, everybody will condemn that violence and they will say it's across party lines. The thing that we have to understand is that children are part of our everyday lives. all our everyday lives, whatever it is that we do. So that's why children of farmers go and help in the fields. Children of RSS workers go to the shakha. Children who hear voices.
But children
speaking.
Of farmers shouldn't be helping in the fields. Laborers shouldn't be helping.
No, I don't think. I don't know if there is a should or a shouldn't, but that is the reality, right? That is what we are dealing with.
Yeah,
right?
It is a reality,
so,
but right
so therefore,
says everybody
so therefore
should be
we have to accept that if children are going to be part of our everyday, how do we engage with them regarding everything that is in our everyday? And for children of from communities where there are no other caregivers, they will be part of protests if the parents go out to protest, right? So the question is, how do we engage with children about that? You know,
correct.
We cannot, that is why, I mean, why we are not coming in and saying that families that are RSS members should not send their children to the shakha. Although I may feel that, but I'm not going to say that to them. It is their choice. Parenting is their choice.
Parenting is their choice. That's fascinating. I want to go across to Natasha for more on that. But let me get some of more of the audience over here. What Samina is saying is that kids go where parents go. You all said you're not parents, but you are young. You all look young. You guys go to the movies?
Yes.
So how do you feel when you see young parents who have brought babies to the movies? One-year-olds who are running around making noises because they can't sit for a three-hour movie. How do you feel? Does anybody feel, have any views about it? Why are you quiet? I can tell you I hated it until I had my own kid. Before that, I didn't approve.
Okay.
But Natasha, let me ask you a counter question. If we're saying, as Samina says, you know, parenting is an individual choice. It's an individual decision. So similarly, there may be parents who want their children to go to slogans and be pro-CAA. So they may, how do we take a call then that it's, there's a thin line to cross, that it's okay for children to be at Shaheen Bagh because these are protests that are full of song and music and we're reading out the preamble and things like that. But when it crosses over the line, when it becomes kids holding knives or holding trishuls like we saw in West Bengal, there's a thin line because it's about the parent in the end.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Shaheen Bagh is a very peaceful protest site. Yeah, it's a site which is flooded with women, which is why we are seeing so many children, because the women don't have that anywhere to leave those children behind. If we were seeing violent protests in this country, we wouldn't be taking our children.
Exactly.
Right? If
exactly.
we felt compelled to participate in those protests because we were doing it for the nation
have
or the constitution,
taken your children
we would leave
protest?
Our children behind. So I have taken my children to protests in the anti-CA NRC protests. I've taken them to Jantar Mantar. We've been to Shaheen Bagh 3 times.
Weren't
I feel
worried?
That it is very
because
important.
Because we've heard of, you know, there was a case in Varanasi where these parents were
the parents,
arrested.
Yeah, the parents were detained
and
they were separated from their
child.
So
weren't
child,
you worried?
Right?
Didn't you think about that before you took your child to the protest?
I took a I made a calculated choice. I'm... As a parent, I'm as paranoid as any other. So when there were Nirbhaya protests happening and we knew that protesters in India Gate and Jantar Mantar were facing water cannons,
yes.
I left my children at home.
Okay.
Right? They were too young. I didn't even want them to know anything about rape at that time. But we are also living in exceptional times. We are talking about citizenship. We are talking about basic rights. And we are all coming out to defend the Constitution of India, which, like the young lady just said, you don't need your parent to tell you about it. It's part of your school curriculum. It's something that you have inherited from society. So it's not like parents have so much power that they can actually keep politics out of the lives of children.
Exactly.
You know?
So
Dr.
Sen, parenting is personal. Some people may believe that indoctrination is bad. Some people don't even see it as indoctrination. Some may think that attending protests is bad. Does the state have a right or the ability to step in to what is a parent's fiefdom? Because the state here is saying that kids are being mentally traumatized.
And that's a key word. So I'll start from a broader picture, because the world, I think, today is a disturbed place. And there are many places where children can get very stressed out and traumatized. And that could include, you know, the road outside. It could include school. It could include watching news on the TV. It could actually include going to the park and getting bullied by people. And who knows what else might happen to your child. So there is disturbance and there is a lot of other strife that's going on around us, right? When do you call it traumatic? A traumatic event is something which threatens your life or your existence in a manner which induces such deep reaction of fear and terror that it becomes a permanent damage. Now, of course, there is a lot of children who we see who are traumatized from different spaces. And when parents take the chance of taking their children to different spaces, including send them to school, mind you, lot of stress and trauma happens in schools as well, right?
Yeah.
Then you are taking a calculated risk because you want your child to experience life as it is in the outside world, isn't it? Yeah. And so when you take a child to a protest, which is peaceful, which is in many ways, as we know, the Shaheen Bagh, to be a very peaceful, harmonious, full of music, poetry, and also I've been to Shaheen Bagh once, but later on they have actually made spaces for children which are safe, where they're actually writing, painting, drawing, getting their homework. So there is actually proactive thought going in about keeping these children safe. So safety is a big issue wherever we take our children, and we have to be mindful of it. We have to proactively think through what might the consequences be of what they experience and prepare our children for it, and I do think that children are themselves political from the time they get into a nursery or primary school, at least, because they have little groups of their own, cliques of their own. There are children who will actually, and we know this not once but a few times, will pick on a Muslim boy and call them a Pakistani and say, you go back to Pakistan.
Yes.
So the polarization of children's minds happened very, very early. And like this young lady said, that in the curriculum we have civics, we have political science from the time they're in grade 6, which is when they're 11 years old. And if children can learn those things in books, why can't they actually experience it in the first hand in the real world?
Okay, so Sunina Mishra, then happens to one's childhood, right? Because when we were kids, we all wanted to be adults. Now that we're adults, we look back and say, gosh, I wish I was a child again. In the end, these are children. What happens to their childhood?
But there is no one childhood. This stereotype of a childhood which is full of joy and innocence and gardens and butterflies, it does not exist for all children. The childhood of a child growing up in a one-room tenement, the childhood of a child growing up in a middle-class colony, the childhood of a child who's growing up in a big bungalow, are they not different? And so we have to recognize that childhood is very, very diverse. And because childhood is diverse, we have to also understand that the everyday of the parent is going to be absorbed by the child. So if a parent is in an environment where they are, hearing these slogans and hate speech that, shoot them, herd them into detention camps, and on that child is going to be to absorb that, no? And it's not enough then to say, the Prime Minister stood on the ramparts of the Red Fort and said nothing is going to happen. Come to Shaheen Bagh, talk to them if you think this is trauma caused by misinformation. Come there and clear that misinformation, and then you can remove the source of trauma. But you cannot say that, these children have been denied this joy and innocence of childhood, because that is in our imaginations.
Okay, Mamta Kale joins us. Mamta, critics will say that the Home Minister's efforts to remove the women of Shaheen Bagh haven't worked. So now they are focusing on children, using children, turning their attention onto children. The UP Chief Minister Adityanath, who is the darling of this government, he has now repeated this charge that children are being used as a front. Initially, of course, he claimed that women have no mind of their own. We women, including, I'm guessing, women in the BJP, do what men tell us to do, what our men tell us to do. He is now saying that children are being used at these protests. Is this the BJP's official stance?
Sarah, first of all, I disagree that Yogi Adityanath ji would ever think of women being used.
He said it at a rally on live television. It's been carried in every press and every paper.
Yeah, but I don't agree with it. That's my view about Yogi ji. Number one. Number two, as far as children being indoctrinated and used for political gain is a fact. And this is not only happening in Shaheen Bagh, Sarah. This is the modus operandi which has been used in JNK for years together. Instead of giving the job and books in the hands of the youth and the children, a lot of political parties and the political families actually gave stones in their hands to pelt it for their political gain. Now, same thing is being used here in Shaheen Bagh. I was surprised and sad and shocked to see a 6 or 7 year old kid chanting a slogan, hame chahiye jinna wali azadi, jo Hitler ki chaal chalega, wo Hitler ki maut manega, inqilab aayega JNU ke khoon se, jamia ke khoon se inqilab aayega. Of course, I have seen that. It is everywhere.
I can't verify this for myself. I don't know if this is true. So let's
slogans. No. And there is one more. This thing clip. You can see it everywhere on every platform.
Okay. Okay. Mamta. Let's. Okay. One second.
Little kids are saying that, you know, they don't know what CAA is, what NRC or NPR.
Similarly.
But they are saying that we want to kill the Prime Minister of India. We want to, yes,
no.
These are the clips. Kindly check
no,
and see.
Nobody is would say we want to kill the Prime Minister of India. That is abhorrent anywhere.
The kids,
that's no way to win an argument.
The kids' mind to this extent for what?
Okay,
just for political
fine.
Gain?
Mamta?
So we really need
okay.
to stop it. You know,
all right.
So
we need to stop it. I think we're all in agreement
yeah.
on one
yeah.
thing for once.
And
we need to stop it. The use of children for
absolutely.
Politics by
why
our politicians. But Mamta, one second. Why bring them at the protest?
Absolutely,
you missed a question
Sarah.
I asked.
Why should
okay,
be going
Mamta,
to the school,
hold on.
Right?
They should
they
be
are
going
going
to
school.
Last till about 4. But I asked a question to Chandra Bhushan when you were late. Similarly, why bring them to protest? The NCPCR did not act when they were... You said you were very disturbed by these videos. Equally very disturbing videos of children at a BJP run. I'm not going to play these videos because we don't show kids chanting such things. I won't play it on my show for sure. Children at a pro-CAA rally organized by the BJP chanting Goli Maro Ko, you know, Gaddaro Ko, whatever, things like that. Like you said, these kids are too young, they're indoctrinated,
where,
they don't know
where,
anything.
Where was this? Where
it's
was
all
this?
Over social media. Similarly,
I
as
mean,
you said.
Which place was this?
Similarly,
Sarah,
all over
me, which
social media, UP. And
UP,
similarly,
UP?
In West Bengal, in 2017, at Ram Navami.
But I did not, come across such videos, to be very honest.
Like we have not come across those other videos.
I'll show it to Mamta right now. Lippy is my producer. She'll bring this. We have about 30 minutes left. Lippy, please send it up with someone. Meanwhile, similarly, in 2017, there were exceedingly disturbing videos of pictures, actually, in all papers, of school kids carrying swords. This was in Ram Navami in 2017 in West Bengal. Trishuls, bows and arrows. It rattled many. These were processions organized by the RSS. The NCPCR hasn't acted on that. So many are now saying that another institution in this country is being politicized.
So can I also jump in here and
okay.
talk about...
But Mamta has
should
be able to respond and then you, Amit.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I also want to bring in few more facts, Sarah. I mean, like, you brought these facts out. I don't know. I mean, like what you've said... Maybe true, but I also want to bring in few facts. You know, we've seen the anti-CAA protest going on in AMU. Now, what do you hear the youth chanting there? Hindutva ki kabar khudegi AMU ke prangan mein. Savarkar ji ki kabar khudegi AMU ke prangan mein. Say it on the barricade, la ilaha illallah. Now, you tell me why this youth is being chanting such slogans. What
similarly,
is, how come la ilaha
Mamta,
illallah
no
is coming
repeating.
To CAA?
No.
Why
I'm saying similarly,
you
your allegations made on your... Mamta,
I mean,
please, Mamta,
come,
please don't go on and on and on. And please don't repeat
CAA
these slogans and chants on the show. One second.
My question to you, one second.
Mm-hmm. I want to clarify one thing. Mm-hmm. My question to you is not whether a pro-CAA slogan is okay or an anti-CAA slogan is okay. This side is claiming the other side is indoctrinating kids. This side is claiming this side is indoctrinating kids. My question to you is simply this. Is the NCPCR acting without a bias? If the NCPCR has a problem with A, it should have a problem with B. But I want to now go across to Ekta, who's joining us. She is joining us from Varanasi. She is a young mother to a one-year-old child. She and her husband, that is the child's father, they were arrested along with 54 others on the 19th of December when they sat in a peaceful protest. They are saying it is a peaceful protest. It was largely reported to be a peaceful protest against the Citizenship Amendment Act in Varanasi's Benia Bagh. Ekta, first and foremost, how are you? How is your child? You were away from your child for how many days?
मैं ठीक हूँ थैंक यू मैं 14 दिन अपने बच्चे से दूर रही
wow.
और 15वें दिन मेरी रिलीज हुई मैं जेल से
तो ममता, हमने शो शुरू की थी, हमने नताशा से भी पूछा था कि आप ये प्रोटेस्ट पे गई थी, प्रोटेस्ट में बैठी है, उन्होंने अपने बच्चे को भी ले लिए, आपके मन में ये नहीं था कि आपके पास एक साल का बच्चा है घर में और अगर आप अरेस्ट हो जाओगे तो मतलब who will look after the child without a father and a mother, which is what happened for 14 days, a one-year-old child left without a father or a mother.
देखिए घर में कुछ लोग थे देखने को और जब हम लोग पीसफुल प्रोटेस्ट पे निकले तो ये बिल्कुल भी आइडिया नहीं था कि 144 का वायलेशन हमें 14 दिनों तक की जेल में रखेगा. जो संविधान की प्रस्तावना है और जो कानूनन जो चीजें हैं कि आप 144 के वायलेशन में आप बहुत ज्यादा होगा तो आप कुछ 6-8 घंटों के लिए डिटेन करेंगे, लेकिन बजाय इसके आपने कई सारी दूसरी धाराएं लगा के हम सभी साथियों को जो 56 लोग थे उनको आप लोगों ने 14 दिन के लिए, किसी को 15 दिन के लिए और किसी को 18 दिन के लिए आप लोगों ने डिटेन कर दिया.
And Mamta, obviously this is a one-year-old child, which means you were still breastfeeding. And for 14 days you were without her. What was the impact? Aapne kya dekha aapke bachcho? I mean, has she changed? Kuch farak hui hai after this?
जी बिल्कुल. मेरा बच्चा थोड़ा सा डिफरेंट है, थोड़ा इमोशनल है. तो जब मैं शुरुआत में अपने काम के लिए बाहर रहती थी तो वो 5-10 मिनट तक मुझे बात नहीं करती थी जब मैं घर आती थी, तो उसके बाद थोड़ा नॉर्मल होती थी. तो जब मैं 14 दिनों बाद आई तो वो मुझे फेस नहीं कर रही थी, वो रो रही थी लेकिन वो क्राई नहीं कर रही थी जोर से. तो वो थोड़ा सा मुझे हर्ट हुआ कि ये थोड़ा सा शायद इमोशनली ये बहुत हर्ट हुई है कि मैं अचानक में कहाँ चली गई और मैं कोई तैयारी करके नहीं गई थी और ये ब्रेस्ट फीड पे डिपेंडेंट थी. तो सडनली एक उसके लिए भी एक शॉक रहा होगा और मेरे लिए भी एक बहुत शॉक था 14 दिनों के लिए अपने बच्चे से दूर रहना.
लेकिन
कहीं ना कहीं 14 दिन पीछे पीते और जिस तरह से मैं जी
ममता क्या आप
लेकिन ये 14 दिन जो बीते मैं बाहर अखबारों में जो चीजें सुन रही थी जिस तरह की
एकता
हेलो
क्या आप रिग्रेट करते हो जो आपने किया या आप फिर से वही करो
जी
चांस मिलेगा तो
जी नहीं मैं नहीं नहीं बिल्कुल मैं बिल्कुल रिग्रेट नहीं करती हूँ. और अभी मैं पूरी कन्वर्सेशन सुन रही थी जिसमें ये आप लोग बात कर रहे थे कि कोई भी घटना होती है या समाज में परिवार अगर किसी चीज से विचलित होता है तो बच्चा उससे अलग नहीं हो सकता है, वो उस परिवार का हिस्सा है. और कुछ दुख या सुख होता है तो बच्चा उसका पार्ट होता है. मैं एक इंसिडेंट यहाँ पे जरूर रखना चाहूंगी, जिस तरह से NCPCR पे ने हस्तक्षेप किया है कि बच्चे जो धरने में बैठ रहे हैं अपने पेरेंट्स के साथ वो गलत है. मैंने पढ़ा है और एक इंसिडेंट मुझे याद है कि भगत सिंह जब 7 या 6 साल की उम्र में थे तो एक इंसिडेंट कोट किया जाता है कि वो मिट्टी में कुछ कर रहे थे और उनके पिता ने जब पूछा कि आप क्या कर रहे हैं तो उन्होंने कहा कि मैं बंदूकें बो रहा हूं ताकि मैं अंग्रेजों से लड़ाई कर सकूं. तो 7 साल की उम्र का बच्चा उस आजादी के आंदोलन में करतार सिंह सराभा को पढ़ रहा हो, वो 7 साल का बच्चा अपने देश में आजादी के सपने देखता हो, तो हम कैसे ये मान सकते हैं कि जो महिलाएं धरने पे बैठी हैं बच्चे उनसे अलग सोचेंगे. मैं तो ये कहती हूँ कि ये बहुत अच्छी चीज है कि बच्चा ये सोच रहा है, प्रियम्बल पढ़ा जा रहा है बच्चों के द्वारा. तो प्रियम्बल पढ़ा हुआ बच्चा जब कल को एक वयस्क नागरिक बनेगा तो किसी महिला के मुंह पे तेजाब नहीं फेंकेगा ना सुनने के बाद, वो तलवार लेके किसी की ना सुनने पे उसको धर्म के नाम पे मारपाट नहीं करेगा. और यही हमारे देश के संविधान की प्रस्तावना है. मुझे लगता है ये बहुत अच्छी शुरुआत है और ये शुरुआत बहुत पहले हो जानी चाहिए थी. पीसफुल प्रोटेस्ट हमारे प्रियम्बल में एक स्थान दिया हुआ है कि हम एक दूसरे की बात को स्वतंत्रता दें, एक दूसरे की अधिकार को, एक दूसरे की स्वतंत्रता का सम्मान करें. तो मुझे लगता है जो चीज बहुत पहले से हमारे करिकुलम में ऐड कर देनी चाहिए थी वो आज इन बच्चों के द्वारा पढ़ा जा रहा है, सीखा जा रहा है.
Okay, we'll come across to that right now. Maharashtra has included that.
Ekta, I hope
many years down the line, your daughter, many republic years down the line, your daughter will come back and watch this video your interview with us and go over exactly what you were feeling when you had to leave her, but you had to be separated from her for 14 days. But Mamta, please come in here. Where is this government's Mamta for the people its own people, for the people of this country. What was the crime of this one-year-old child, for example, to have to be away, to be deprived of mother's milk for 14 days, 2 weeks? At the age of one.
Sarah, no child.
And the health ministry will spend thousands, crores advertising the importance of breast milk.
Sarah, no child of 1 year or 10 years deserves to stay away from her mother. Her own mother, all right.
Having including said in that, Assam, at detention centers.
Having said that, I also want to request the mothers or the all the women of India who have come out on street to oppose CAA. You know, I want to appeal to them and request that please read the CAA bill. CAA, it does not speak about taking away anybody's citizenship of Indian origin. You know, it
yes,
talks
not
about
a debate
giving
on CAA.
The,
it I don't talks want to about many debates on CAA. I want to debate whether
six
children
persecuted minorities, why penalize your child for a bill which is not doing any injustice to any one of us, be it, you know, Hindu,
but
Muslim.
But Mamta, protest is a fundamental right of every Indian citizen, right? Protesting, so they're not, you know, as you're putting it, it's not a crime what they're asking
this
the children
country is
to do.
Built on the foundation of peaceful protests.
No, and
that's
children,
how we run
our children
but
have been protesting.
We have to
protesting
have right
in the national
to
movement.
Protest. We are
protesting. Children were protesting in the national movement. At that point in time, Gandhi said, don't go to school and don't go to work and don't go
and
to office, but come
ashram
out and protest.
Surrounded by
but I want to now go across to an issue that Ekta raised, which is the preamble being taught in schools. Now, increasingly, three Congress-led states have said that the preamble should be taught in schools, be part of the curriculum. Maharashtra has now made it mandatory. The government resolution had first been adopted in February 2013, which is when it was a Congress government in Maharashtra. Now you have a Shiv Sena Congress NCP government. The BJP, sir, has said that this is a political move. It will backfire on you and your government. Why have you done this?
आप जिस इंसिडेंट की बात कर रहे हैं ये महाराष्ट्र का नहीं है शाहीन बाग का है जो दिल्ली के अंदर
नहीं नहीं मैं कह रही हूँ जो महाराष्ट्र ने अभी कही है कि बच्चों को प्रियम्बल पढ़ना चाहिए पढ़ाना चाहिए स्कूलों में हर दिन असेंबली में
देखिए सारा मैडम हमारा देश बहुत बड़ा है और हमारे देश के अंदर जो आबादी है वो अलग अलग स्तर की है बहुत सा स्तर ऐसा है जो निम्न स्तर है या स्लम एरियाज में रहता है और उनके लिए सबसे बड़ा टास्क ये है कि वो रोज कमाते हैं और रोज खाते हैं न्यूज़पेपर्स में क्या हुआ न्यूज़पेपर्स कोई पढ़ता नहीं है टीवी कोई देखता नहीं है कानून क्या चल रहा है क्या कानून पास हुआ इनसे उनको
कोई
मतलब नहीं है
टीवी कोई देखता नहीं है सर डोंट से दैट ऑन
नहीं उस एरियाज की बात कर रहा हूं मैं उस एक एक ऐसी आबादी की बात कर रहा हूं मैं आप जिसकी आप जिनको बताना चाह रही है समझाना चाह रही है ना वो लोग समझदार लोग हैं लेकिन हमारा देश बहुत बड़ा है हमारे देश के अंदर ऐसे लोग भी हैं कि जो ना तो पढ़ते जो ना पढ़े लिखे होते हैं ना उनके बच्चे पढ़े लिखे होते हैं और उनके घर में ना तो कोई न्यूज़पेपर्स पढ़ने वाला होता है ना टीवी देखने वाला होता
Correct.
है और
भी
इसी के कारण ही इसी के कारण ही हमारे देश के अंदर बहुत से नेता ऐसे होते हैं जो उनको बरगलाते हैं कुछ भी कह देते हैं वो वही बोलते हैं सिर्फ 100 रुपए के अंदर किसी भी आदमी को जो हमारे देश का वोटर होता है ऐसे लोग भी होते हैं 100 रुपए देते हैं और उनसे कहते हैं यहाँ पर वोट मार के आना और इसको देखे ना वो दे आते हैं
बट मिस्टर गुप्ता संजय गुप्ता दिस वाज हैपेंड इन 2013 आल्सो स्कूल्स ट्राइड इट फिर आफ्टर फ्यू मंथ्स इट जस्ट फिजल्ड आउट व्हाई विल थिंग्स बी एनी डिफरेंट नाउ एंड आल्सो हाउ विल यू इंप्लीमेंट इट इफ अ स्कूल इज नॉट डूइंग इट विल यू पनिश देम इफ अ चाइल्ड इज लाइक मम्बलिंग व्हेन यू रीड आउट द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन बिकॉज हिज माइंड इज ऑन स्पोर्ट्स डे और आई डोंट नो व्हाटएवर इज इन हिज टिफिन आर यू गोना पनिश द चाइल्ड दिस इज नॉट गोना मेक अस मोर पेट्रियोटिक
इसका इलाज है जो हमारे देश में अभी तक शुरू नहीं हुआ इसका इलाज ये है कि हमारे देश के अंदर बहुत बड़ी आबादी जो ऐसी है जो कि ना तो पढ़ने जाती है ना उसके पेरेंट्स उसको पढ़ने के लिए भेजते हैं अगर हमारे स्कूलों के अंदर प्राइमरी स्कूल्स के अंदर से ही जब जिस वक्त बच्चे पढ़ना शुरू करते हैं उसी वक्त उन्हें कुछ प्रोफेशनल चीज़ें भी सिखानी शुरू हो जाएं तो उससे क्या है कि एक एज में आने के बाद 10 साल की एज में आने के बाद 12 साल की एज में आने के बाद वो कुछ ना कुछ कमाने वाला काम शुरू करने के कुछ ना कुछ अर्निंग वाला काम शुरू कर देंगे तो बच्चे स्कूल में जाएंगे अदरवाइज वो बच्चे स्कूल में जाने वाले नहीं हैं ना वो पढ़ने वाले हैं और जब तक एक एज ऐसी शरीर के अंदर क्षमता नहीं आती है कि जिसमें वो काम नहीं कर सकते तब तक वो रोडों पर ही रहते हैं और कुछ नहीं करते हैं
बट डॉक्टर अमित सिंह इजंट दिस आल्सो डेंजरस राइट टुडे इट्स थ्री कांग्रेस रूल्ड स्टेट्स हु आर डूइंग दिस टुमारो इफ दे लूज द नेक्स्ट इलेक्शन एंड इट्स बीजेपी रूल्ड स्टेट्स देन मेनी वुड हैव ऑब्जेक्शंस टू इफ लेट्स से दे मेक वंदे मातरम और दे से भारत माता की जय मस्ट बी सेड
इसमें हर हमारे देश के अंदर
आई थिंक या
इसमें सारा मैडम हमारे देश के अंदर जितने भी स्टेट्स हैं हर स्टेट्स के अंदर प्राइमरी स्कूल से ही कुछ शिक्षा ऐसी शुरू हो जानी चाहिए कि जिससे लोअर जो लोअर स्लम एरियाज के जो पेरेंट्स हैं उनको भी लगे कि हमारा बच्चा अगर 4 साल भी स्कूल में चला गया, 5 साल भी स्कूल में चला गया तो कुछ सीख आएगा और कुछ ना कुछ प्रोफेशनली कमाने लग जाएगा.
आई थिंक दैट यू नो इफ इफ इन अ प्रॉपर यू नो एज रिलेटेड मैनर इफ इफ सम ऑफ दीज थिंग्स दैट आर हैपनिंग इन अ कंट्री are taught in schools in an open environment, you know, without any political bias, then it might actually serve the purpose of making children more aware of the environment, of the society around them, of politics even, and that is not necessarily a bad thing. I think the problem is when the motivation is in question as to why are we doing this and to which children, right, and at what stage of our, you know, political movements. And when that comes into question, then that becomes a problem. I would also like to kind of, you know, again, coming back to the whole definition of trauma, that I have no doubts that kids who go into peaceful protests are probably learning much more from the whole community, from you know, a sense of brotherhood or sisterhood. However, there are many, many such children in our country who are getting traumatized due to the inaction or the action of the state. And those, you know, places in Kashmir or in Muzaffarnagar, where we have illegal detentions, where we have, you know, huge aggression from the very people who are supposed to protect our children.
But from the same people,
who decides what to be taught in schools, right?
उनके लिए कोई माने
correct, the state has to be benevolent, the benevolent state, but who will decide what's right and what's wrong? Because as per the Indian Express, students of class 5 to class 10 of Little Star School in Ahmedabad had to copy a message that was written on the blackboard. And then they had to write that, copy that message word for word from the blackboard, put it on a postcard, address it to the PMO, to the Prime Minister with their own address. The text of that message was, congratulations, I, a citizen of India, congratulate the Honorable Prime Minister for the CAA. I and my family support this act. Apart from the fact that it's also bad English, my family and I support this act. The school should be pulled up for that also. But the parents then alleged that the students were told that if you don't copy this on a postcard and you don't send it, you will be not given marks, you will not be given marks in the internal exams. Let me also say, NDTV has also done we've done a campaign on education where we also send postcards to the PM, right? And everybody is doing their bit for the Indian Postal Service, but where does this end? Who decides what's right and who decides what's wrong? Gauri Rao, please come in over here. You used to live in London, you moved back to India when you had your child, and then you were worried about the horrific pollution levels in the country, and you took your fight all the way to the Supreme Court. But then the petitioner in this case was not you or your husband. You used your one-year-old child at that point?
Yeah. So at that time, our daughter was 6 months old. Her name is Zoya, and we filed the petition in her name. And the reason we filed the petition in Zoya's name is because Zoya is the future of this country. And it's children like her, and it's children that are the future of our country. They are also one of the most vulnerable groups to the extremely bad air pollution that we have today. The case is all about cleaning the air, having a less polluted state, and having a safer, more healthy future for our kids. And that's why we did it in her name. And that's why we actually think that it had maximum impact in raising awareness between parents, schools, different groups. And for the last 6 years, the case has been making its way through the courts. We've got lots of wins, but according to me, the biggest win of our case is that everybody knows today what PM 2.5 is. Everyone is aware that it's not safe for us to go out on certain days and that we need to change our lifestyles to be able to actually make Delhi a safer place to live in.
You said, and rightly so, it was very impactful. This is the country's youngest petitioner in a Supreme Court petition, right?
Yes.
Arguing that the Delhi air violates there, that is the children, her constitutionally guaranteed right to life. Right. But isn't that, that's the point. We know that when you use children or you do something in the name of children, it is more impactful. Isn't that also dangerous? It could be used by others, including maybe the government saying that, you know, we want more development for the children of India.
So I think that's actually, when you say use children, it necessarily gives it a negative connotation. I think when, you, as parents, you're doing something in the interest of your child, as parents every day, like, you know, Samina said, you make decisions as to what benefits and harms your child and what the risks are. The women going into Shaheen Bagh every day are thinking about the discomfort of their children being in this environment, as opposed to guaranteeing their future in a secular country where their children have equal rights and equal access. Exactly. So I think for me, it was important to do it in Zoya's name because it was a message to Zoya and to her generation and to the population and everyone else that Zoya and children like her need to have a safe and clean environment to live in. So I don't think it's used in the sense that we did it, you know, in a manner that was sort of, you know, trying to garner attention by just putting a child or, you know, we didn't cover them in the press or we didn't use them, put them in front of cameras. But what we did was actually say, this is the most vulnerable group, this and the elderly, and do something about it. And we got a lot of people taking notice of that. And if I can just come in on the Shaheen Bagh issue, because, you know, a lot has been said about one side and the other side on CAA. But what we're missing is the fundamental point. Shaheen Bagh is a symbol of resistance today. It is an ideology. And it's being tried, people are trying to attack it in various ways and tear it down. They first did this by saying it's a public nuisance. That did not work. Now they're saying that they're using children. These are all different ways to take away from what these women are doing. These women are peacefully saying, hear us, hear our voice. We do not agree with the law you have passed. Engage with us, talk to us, and assuage our fears. And somebody needs to do that.
Nobody is talking to
them. Okay, C.B. Sharma, respond then.
Parenting may be an individual choice. And I believe in Joya's case, what the case was filed in the name of her child. The child even doesn't know what is happening in her or his name. Let us not equate the examples by saying that Joya's daughter is the youngest person to file a case. And so children should also take part in demonstrations and dharnas is not equal.
No, we're talking about her parenting.
They are not equal, first. Second, don't. Even if parenting is individual choice and parents are doing this and you are putting the NCPCR in dock by saying why did NCPCR not take the case of those who were carrying a Trishul whereas they have taken
absolutely, no, absolutely we are.
Sarah, you cannot always have your argument. Whereas children sitting in Shaheen Bagh, see, Trishul is a religious symbol. Carrying a Trishul can be equated with carrying a cross. And so children carrying cross and Trishul can be equal, but children sitting in Shaheen Bagh cannot be equal.
But right? Carrying a Trishul like a
wait
weapon
a minute. Shaheen Bagh picnic is a big picnic where children can go and they have paintings and they have their entertainment there. Don't equate Shaheen Bagh picnic with other events.
So should the NCPCR have taken action or written to the UP Chief Minister and the UP state where there are reports that children were arrested at protests, including a 13-year-old kept in jail, the children were beaten up. Has the NCPCR acted on that front?
See, don't quote examples from places where you don't have evidence right away.
We NCPCR do have evidence. Has
but we do have evidence. So, the NCPCR, Mr. C.B. Sharma, the NCPCR has said that in Shaheen Bagh, they don't have evidence. They have gotten a complaint by this anonymous person. They are now investigating. Similarly, should they be saying in UP, I don't have evidence, but these are the charges, these are reports in the papers, we should investigate. Should they be writing to the DM of whichever area in UP saying you investigate? Just like they've written to the DM of South Delhi saying, you investigate Shaheen Bagh.
So perhaps I should add that I have been to Kashmir.
Because this is an institution.
And I have actually
been
interacted.
To Muzaffarnagar and Sambal. Yeah.
And I have interacted with children, their families, in the heart of the different districts and the small towns and villages.
No, is it the NCPCR's duty to take action against the state also? Not so just against parents. The state who have...
We cannot... On occasions.
No, on occasion. But this is an occasion that it... The role of the state is not to enter into parenting, but the role of the state is to protect children from violence.
But the role of NCPCR is
to
violence,
but the incidents of violence are not. Sir, I am not finished. The incidents of violence are not being taken up. Why is the in fact, why are we debating the presence of children in a peaceful protest? Why are we not instead debating the failure of the NCPCR to actually protect the children in all of these places?
That is the blasting area.
Taken up all the violence in UP, the arrest in Daryaganj, that is the role of the MRPCR.
As of now, kids be present there 2 year, 3 year, 4 year old child, but sitting day from morning 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock,
where will they leave the child? Where will the children leave the child? But Mamta, there are so many brick kilns. There are so many brick kilns across the country where people are walking in brick kilns and children are sitting there in the heat with the brick kilns. Is the government acting about that?
बच्चे वहाँ पर खुद नहीं पहुँचते हैं, बच्चों को लेके जाता है, बच्चों को समझाता है, बच्चों को कहता है कि ऐसे कहो, तभी वो कहते हैं, वो अपने आप थोड़ी ना कुछ कहेंगे ऐसे।
Look,
हाँ तो बच्चे
वहाँ पर actually become a newsman.
Let me ask you something. For whom? Newsman for whom? Newsman for the government for sure.
अभी अपने आप कुछ नहीं कहते।
Newsman for the home minister for sure.
बच्चा अपने आप कभी भी कुछ नहीं कहता 14 साल से 17 साल से नीचे की एज का जो भी बच्चा है उसको जब कुछ समझाया जाता है पॉलिटिक्स के विषय में कुछ कहा जाता है कि आप ये कहें या वैक वो कहें तभी वो कुछ कहता है और उसके कहने के बाद ही जब कोई उसको देखता है कि हाँ इसने ये कहा उसको अच्छे से मिचराइजेशन करने का काम भी कोई करता ही है ऐसा नहीं है कि वो अपने आप ही हो जाता है बहुत सी बातें कहते हैं बच्चे तो बहुत सी बातें बहुत दूसरे लोग कहते हैं लेकिन दिखाना क्या है दिखाना क्या नहीं है ये देखने का भी काम भी होता है तो बच्चा अगर कुछ भी कह रहा है तो उसको किसी ने कुछ समझाया है और किसी ने कुछ को दिखाया तो इसकी इन्वेस्टिगेशन होनी भी जरूरी है उस पर एक्शन होना भी जरूरी है
और एक्शन तो बताएगा सीन एज बीइंग
बच्चा ही तो बताएगा
अगेंस्ट एवरीवन
बच्चा ही तो बताएगा कि
क्या समझाया ओरिजिनल थॉट Absolutely. Their own perspective, their own views, their own belief system, which is completely separate. They may get influenced sometimes or listen to various sources. And nowadays, children who are media savvy get their information from all around the world. And let me tell you, some of the biggest movements that have happened are have started in youth from the teenage years. In fact, teenage, what have we given to
Jinnawali Azadi, sir.
Okay, I want to ask you a question. Doctor, sir, I want to ask you a question. Mamta.
Why indoctrinate?
Mamta, you made your point. It's not fair to everybody else. Please don't scream. You've made that point. You have made that point. 1 second. In the middle of this. Okay, 1 second. Please just mute the mic. Mute the mic of all the panel. Lippy, just mute the mic of all the panelists. I want to go across to a father here. Correct? Are you a dad? Okay, not a dad, but a male. Satardu Mukherjee is an author, and you have written a book, and you've also written a column about 5 ways of raising a child who celebrates diversity. When we live in a country where there are so many voices being raised, many of them being raised at high-pitched tones, you've come out with a book that is trying to encourage kids, young kids, to appreciate diversity. Why did you come out with this book? And why have you targeted such kids of such a young age?
Targeted.
It's right here.
The idea of the book was to kind of let kids know, kids at a very young age, that it's okay to be in a diverse environment and you can all have fun and live peacefully and coexist peacefully.
It's good.
It's good. it's super actually. And that was the idea. And I would also just, like to quickly add about the debate that was going on. Children live in a cocoon. Right? A cocoon made by parents.
Privileged children live in a cocoon.
So basically the porosity of the cocoon depends on the immediate environment and the times. 20 years back, nobody thought that a 10-year-old child will read a book called No Touch, which talks about good touch and bad touch. But today, it is something that is important because the times are such. Right?
Absolutely.
You cannot insulate a child completely from what is happening around him or her, right? And I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's all.
I assume you were a dad, but it's good to see that someone who's invested in the next generation before you even actually have one of your own. But quick, last 30 seconds, we're out of time. So I want to go across to you. You wrote a piece that you says, 5 ways to raise a child who celebrates diversity. How does one raise a politically conscious young citizen? How do we help our children become better citizens? Quickly, 30 seconds, please. In a nutshell, for any parents who are watching from a non-parent.
my entire idea was to get them to read diverse literature, get them to celebrate diverse festivals, get them to make diverse friends. I mean, you know, that's about it. And just let them know that everybody around them, they are not lower caste, upper caste, this religion, that religion. They are human beings.
And let me add one to that. Listen, but also listen to others, which is what we like to do. Speak up, but also listen to others, which is what we like to do on NDTV. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Bye-bye.